Archers for the week 14 to 19 November 1999. Archers Omnibus for the week 14 to 19 November 1999.
To, but where?
Oh, it is rather a mess, I suppose.
Any more papers or books and the whole conservatory will disappear.
It's not all my fault.
The magazines will have to go on the floor for the moment.
Siobhan bought me those, and Caroline dropped off the book of prints.
So you're only responsible for the folders, the mobile phone and the address books?
I've got to do something while I can't get around.
The only thing you should be doing is having a good rest.
A little bit of work helps me relax.
You mustn't overdo it.
Mum...
When's your next appointment with the cardiologist?
Tuesday.
Do you want me to go with you?
Nigel's taking me.
Good. Now, please ring and let us know how it goes as soon as you get back.
I will. It's just routine, though. Well, at least routine for me.
I know. Siobhan and Caroline don't stay too long when they call, do they?
No.
They sometimes, visitors don't realise how tiring they can be.
Well, the more people I see, the less cut off I feel. So, what juicy bits of gossip have you got for me?
Gossip.
And there must be something scandalous to pass on.
I'm afraid not.
Well, that's no use.
All I've done today is go to the remembrance service.
How was it?
As moving as ever. Janet asked your father to read the verse from For the Fallen.
What's that?
They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. You know the one.
Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. Mm. So sad.
Father read it very well.
I bet he did.
There it is, Jill.
Oh, Daniel's present.
Model garage, petrol pumps, two cars, the lot.
He'll love that.
And you're to give him a birthday kiss from both of us.
Is that something else for him?
No. Now, this is for you and Phil for Tuesday.
You shouldn't have. Thank you.
You're not to open it till the day.
Very kind, but you've got more important things to worry about.
I can't let your anniversary slip by unnoticed.
What is it now? 41 years?
42.
Polly, we have a long way to go yet, Lizzie.
Are you going to sit down instead of hovering there?
But don't move up, I'll perch on the end.
And do tell Daniel how sorry we are to miss his birthday tea.
He understands his Auntie Elizabeth can't get around very easily at the moment.
To be honest, it's not just because of Lizzie we can't go.
Oh?
We've got a group of investment brokers coming tomorrow, a last-minute booking.
Nigel's racing round trying to make sure everything's ready.
That's why we've got poor old Titcomb getting all the leaves up.
I noticed how smart the lawns at the front looked.
We've got to create the right impression.
With any luck, one or two of them might decide to make some extra investments in the gallery.
Oh, Lord, I said I'd check the gallery was all right, didn't I?
I'm not dropping hints.
I'd better see to it while I remember. Look, you will excuse me, Jill.
Of course.
Oh, and you can let Phil know that we'll be ringing him during the week.
Yes, I will.
We want some more advice on rare breeds, particularly advice about pigs.
He'll be delighted to help.
Thanks, bye then.
Bye.
See you in a bit, Lizzie.
See you.
Oh. What?
I feel awful.
Sick?
Awful that Nigel has to work so hard.
It can't be helped.
The least I could do is give him a hand with the gallery.
No.
Mum.
No, Elizabeth. When will you get in touch about the rare breeds?
In the next day or two, I expect.
Are you definitely going ahead with them?
Nothing certain yet. We're looking at all possibilities. We want to attract families to Lower Loxley.
Can't go wrong with animals.
Oh. We're going to jazz up the nature trail as well, and extend the children's play area.
That sounds sensible.
But the big idea is a treetop walk.
A what?
Yeah, a sort of high-level walkway through the Arboretum.
Gosh.
We'll have to see how the costings add up for that. Mum, I feel fine.
No.
Go on.
I'm not giving you a lift to the gallery.
But I've done nothing all day except rest.
We've been through this before, Elizabeth.
Oh, go on, be a sport.
You're in no condition to be running around working.
But being stuck in the house is driving me crazy.
Well, I'm afraid that's just hard luck, dear. For the time being, you're not going anywhere else.
Are they ready?
Yes. The anaesthetics had time to work.
Do you want me to hold them?
No, you just bud. Plug the iron in for a moment first.
Marjorie's back, by the way.
Oh,
is she? I just saw her going past in Haley's car. She gave me a big wave.
Oh, a cataract operation must have gone well, then.
Gran will be pleased. She hardly talks about anything else. It's a birthday, do.
Well, it's a wonderful thing for Marjorie. Is that hot enough?
Yeah.
Right, let's start with the little one.
OK.
Come on, into the corner. Right, got you.
Ready?
Nice and steady. Get that straight on the bud.
Good girl. It's not going to hurt.
Now, make sure you get the bud out.
That's it. And the other?
Well, your gran seemed to enjoy her party.
More than Uncle Brian did.
Yeah. Did you get much out of him?
Let's think. Hello when we got there, goodbye when we left. And that was it, I think.
Well, I dare say he'll get over the trial someday.
I thought Auntie Jen was a bit manic.
Fluttering around, trying to make everything all right.
Hang on to her till I get the spray.
Yeah, it's down there.
Well, at least I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, so I noticed.
Almost done. Don't want you getting an infection.
Right then, off you go.
Sir?
Yeah?
Eddie wants to see you. He's in here, Eddie.
Oh, what about?
He didn't really say.
Afternoon.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi.
You've not come at a bad time, have we?
No.
I'd have phoned, only our phone's still playing up.
What do you want?
I was wondering if there was a chance of a word in private, Tony.
Yeah, sure. We've just got the one calf to go.
Tom and I can finish off.
You sure?
We'll manage somehow.
Thanks.
Great. Oh, and Tommy?
Yeah?
Oh, you couldn't ask for a loan of the mobile while I'm here, could we?
Yeah, sure.
There's a couple of guys I need to chase up about some edging work.
There you go.
Oh, it's all
right, then. Should we go through to the yard?
Yeah, sure.
Dispute or hold?
Whichever.
All right, I'll grab her.
What do you reckon that was about?
Oh, no idea. I'll steal you.
Have you got a...
Oh. Yep.
Okay. Listen. You know what I was saying about Howard Friend on Friday?
Yeah.
I've done something about getting in touch with him.
What's the point?
I'm not going to let his superstore get away with mucking us about, even if you are.
I can't hold it forever.
All right, I'm ready.
There's nothing we can do. We can't make them take our sausages.
Well, Anne Baxter says she knows Howard Friend pretty well. She can't understand why he's let us down, now you've got off.
Well, he's an idiot, that's all.
Anne likes him. She's going to try and get hold of him today.
Keep still.
She said she'd ring this afternoon. She had any luck.
Well, I won't be holding my breath.
It's just a precaution, really.
So it's your TV and video?
Well, probably no one's going to try and take them, but better safe than sorry.
Well, I take it you've fallen a bit behind on the payments?
No.
Oh. No, they're not that new, are they?
They're not worth that much. But, you know, people get difficult when you own money, and we don't want to lose them.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
If everyone had done bailing for and coughed up on time, we'd be all right.
Yeah, I know how it is. Is there anything else you'd like us to keep hold of for the time being, Eddie?
No, thanks. Well, this'll all blow over in a few days, I reckon.
Well, I hope so.
So, where are we going to put them?
No, in the back room. I'll take them through.
Oh, it's all right. I'll do it.
You get on and make your phone calls. Maybe once you've got a bit of hedging work sorted, things will come right.
Oh, come on. Oh, don't be so awkward.
Lizzie? What are you doing through here?
I'm on my way to the kitchen.
Oh?
I felt a bit puffed, so I sat down, that's all.
And what are you going to do in the kitchen?
Oh, make a cup of tea.
Really?
Yeah, when Mum went, I suddenly felt very thirsty.
And the Wellington boots are a precautionary measure, I suspect.
Oh.
In case the kettle floods.
Nigel.
It's a pity that dress isn't quite long enough to hide them.
I'm desperate for some fresh air.
It's too cold.
Oh, just for 5 minutes.
You weren't planning on coming to the gallery, were you?
No.
Lizzie.
Well, I might have dropped in to see how things are going.
When are you ever going to learn?
Oh, don't be angry with me, Nigel.
I've every right to be.
It's so boring having to rest all the time.
Look, do you want me to harp on about the strain pregnancy is putting on your system?
No.
You're going to have to show more common sense.
I will.
Stop making big eyes at me.
It was my last bid for freedom.
Let's get those boots off. Come on, give me your foot.
Resign myself to staying in.
You better had. Are we looking for signs of tunnelling in future?
Pull harder.
That's it.
What do you think of Imogen?
Imogen?
Or Sasha?
Other leg.
Siobhan and I came up with them, and she had a couple of good boys' names as well.
Uh-oh.
Rory and Connor.
I quite like Connor.
Rory O'Connor was one of the High Kings of Ireland. They sort of go together.
Except we aren't Irish.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Well, they're certainly better than Mummy's ideas.
She's still fixated on Gerald.
Yeah, Gerald or Geraldine. At least she hasn't suggested Geraldo yet.
And give her time.
Now you're going back to the sofa.
Oh, if I look at another magazine, I'll scream.
I've got a job you can do.
Anything.
Right. Well, pick out the best ones.
Acorns?
I collected them from the oak in the gallery car park.
Aren't I the one supposed to develop unusual cravings?
Find a few really good ones without any blemishes.
What for?
It's George's idea. He's very keen for people to grow seedlings from the last acorns of the millennium.
That's a nice thought. Let's see.
We'll grow a tree each for Eenie and Meenie.
Oh.
And then, as the years go by...
Each one of them will have their own tree.
And it'll be exactly as old as they are.
Oh, help me up. This stool's rather awkward.
Oh, you're not getting any lighter. What's that for?
For the acorns.
I wasn't going to show you till I put them in pots. But you're obviously going to be such a nuisance if I don't find you something to do.
I'm not a nuisance.
No?
Although, you will have to get me some compost.
And a trowel, and some pots.
Well, if I'm not allowed to wander around...
I'm not complaining.
We're going to make sure Eni and Meenie have two perfect seedlings to remind them of the year they were born.
And you're to take as much care of the real thing as you do of the seedlings.
Of course I will.
Then stay away from Wellington boots from now on.
Yeah, you have a go with this one.
Oh, come on, Dad. I have enough paperwork with the pigs.
Well, paperwork is what farming is all about these days. Didn't think it was anything to do with producing food, did you?
Well, I don't know where to start.
Oh, don't worry. Once you've done a couple of cattle passports, they become easier.
Right. Date of birth.
Let's see. The little one we dispatched was born 2nd of the 11th, 99.
Okay.
Keep the numbers in the middle of the boxes or the computer goes haywire.
I thought they'd sorted that out now.
Well, I don't like to take chances. And if you've got any sevens to write in...
There's some on the AirTag number.
Well, make sure they look different from the way you write ones, and vice versa. I've been caught out before now with the computer mixing them up.
Oh, what a lot of fuss.
Well, we can't sell anything without traceability. And at least we won't have to pay for the passports for a bit longer.
Tom?
I'm busy.
Anything I can do, love?
No. If Tom can't take time out to hear some good news, that's too bad.
What good news?
I've just been speaking to Anne.
And?
And Howard friends agreed to see us.
What?
Oh, that's great.
We just have to phone his secretary tomorrow and make an appointment. Was that worth disturbing you for?
Yeah, of course. Mm. Do you reckon he's going to change his mind?
Oh, I don't know. Well, at least we're getting the chance to put our case forward.
If he'll listen.
You'll have to make him listen, won't you?
That's right, Tom. Anne's done her bit. Now it's down to us.
I'm sorry if I'm being awkward.
Not at all, Linda.
But Wednesday's the only night I can call an extra rehearsal. I'm hoping we'll finish before the Millennium Wood Committee meeting, but I...
Look, don't worry. If you're late, I'll pass on your concerns.
Oh, good.
From what Alice says, the pantomime's keeping you very busy.
Oh, I'm rushed off my feet, Jennifer. You wouldn't believe the problems we've had with props.
Oh, dear.
Fortunately, Robert's agreed to take full charge of them now, as well as the scenery.
Oh, good.
Did Debbie tell you about our first attempt at the archery scene?
No.
Complete disaster. Debbie, Robin Hood, is the last to fire an arrow.
Oh.
She draws her bow and pretends to fire. She doesn't really fire it, of course.
No.
No, you see, an arrow cleverly pops up out of the target at the same time.
Oh, right.
Only at rehearsal, the arrow didn't pop out. It dropped off. Well, how can Maid Marian proclaim Robin the finest archer in the land when apparently he can't hit a huge target at six paces?
What exactly did you want saying at the tree meeting, Linda?
Yes. I don't know if anyone else is raising the question of the local provenance of trees.
No, I don't think so, no. This is the provisional agenda.
Ah, well, there's a lot to get through.
And I'm going to give the financial report first, but then we need to discuss getting a proper sign made for the wood.
Oh, we must have one.
Mm. How much are we prepared to pay, though?
And then Greg's going to talk.
And he's concerned that our seedlings are still very small.
Well, little trees do transplant far better than big ones, of course, provided we protect them from rabbits and weeds.
Oh, I know, but Greg wondered about taking saplings from other local woodland that needs thinning.
But there's no need if we can just be patient.
And it is illegal to dig up wild plants without permission.
Absolutely, but it's vital we don't try and bulk out the wood simply by buying in saplings.
Well, if we haven't got enough in the St. Stephen's nursery, we can't find any more. We may have to.
No, Jennifer.
We've got some money available.
Then let's spend it on rabbit guards. Remember, some so-called English oaks being sold in this country actually come from acorns gathered as far away as Eastern Europe. They're genetically different, Jennifer.
Yes.
If their leaves come out at a different time in spring, what happens to all the caterpillars and bugs that feed on them?
Well, I know, Linda.
The birds that depend on the caterpillars suddenly haven't got anything to feed to their young.
But I wasn't...
Plus, we don't know what diseases or parasites we're bringing in on non-native trees. The Nopper gall was an import. You know what damage that's done to our native oaks.
So, you're suggesting we should just stick to our local sources?
Yes. Might take a little longer to fill up the wood, but we must use saplings raised from Borsetshire seed.
Well, Ambridge seed, preferably. All right, Linda, I'll make sure the meeting understands that.
Good. Oh, and by the way, could you ask if anyone has any really old maps of the area? That's the best way to find out where the wild wood is.
Well, I'll try and remember to, but let's keep our fingers crossed you'll be able to come yourself. Hello? Oh, Kate.
Oh.
Hiya. Oh, And my little favourite.
Hasn't the weather put a bloom in Phoebe's cheeks?
You hope I have, darling. Well, Mummy takes her boots off.
No, it's okay, Mum. You're busy.
No, not at all. I'm fine. I'll come back later.
No, don't be silly, darling. Come on in. We're never too busy for Phoebe and her mummy to come round, aren't we, darling?
No, of course not.
You've come at a very good moment, Kate. We're discussing the Millennium Wood.
Oh.
Well, we're pretty well finished, as a matter of fact.
Shall we get some juice, darling?
I take it you'll be coming to the tree planting.
I hadn't really thought about it.
Well, it's on Thursday next week. I'm sure your mother could do with a hand organising the refreshments.
I don't know.
Your help would be most appreciated.
Well, don't let's keep you, Linda.
Well, no, I can spare another few minutes.
Well, you sounded very busy with the pantomime.
Actually, there are a number of things I need to do.
And I do hope we see you on Wednesday.
I'll make every effort to be there.
Bye, Phoebe.
Bye, Kate.
See you, Linda.
Bye.
Now then, Kate, what's the matter?
Excuse me.
What?
Have you seen the hunt?
Not down this ditch, are you?
I must have taken a wrong turn.
You're Debbie Aldridge's fella, aren't you?
That's right. Debbie's riding with the hunt today.
Well, then, come nowhere near the farm.
Just my bad luck.
I hope they don't do neither.
You're against hunting?
Land, nothing but a blessed nuisance half the time.
Come on, the landscape we're in wouldn't look anything without the hunt.
So they say.
Half your woods and spinneys would have been grubbed up for fields long ago if it wasn't for hunting.
Who do you think you're talking to? From the sound of you, you ain't been in this country 5 minutes.
I'm sorry, but we've had fox hunting in Canada since before the turn of the century.
Is that a fact? Well, I didn't say I was against hunting.
Oh.
I just don't like it on my land, that's all.
Right. Anyway, thanks. I'd better start looking at
it. Here. Are you just going to drive round till you find it?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Ah, now, I got an idea where it'll most likely be.
Where's that?
Over near Home Farm. Terrible lot of foxes out that way.
Thanks for the tip.
If you like, I'll go over there with you now, show you the best spots.
Well, that's good of you, but...
Oh, it ain't no bother.
I've just vacuumed the car, and there's an awful lot of mud in that ditch.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll finish digging it out later.
Nice and fresh, Phoebe.
Thanks, Mum. It's lovely to have the chance. She's very easy to change, not like Alice when she was a toddler. Make sure this is fixed nice and firmly, shall we?
Come and put your leggings on, Phoebe.
There you are, darling. Down you get.
Does Gran change you as well as I do, Phoebs?
I must say, it doesn't sound a very serious falling out with Debbie.
I didn't say it was serious.
I mean, if you only had a quick word this morning.
Oh, come on, hold on to Mummy.
She probably had her mind on the hunt.
Well, I thought she'd be a bit more understanding about what I'm feeling.
What exactly is it you're unhappy about?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just fed up.
And what with?
Oh, good girl. That's it. I'm fed up with everything.
Is there anything in particular that's bothering you?
The shop, for a start.
Well, I thought you got quite settled there.
You're joking. It's driving me crazy.
Oh?
But everyone who comes in there seems to have a life, unlike me.
But what do you mean?
Tommy was in this morning.
Oh, he's hardly a good example. He's very lucky not to be in prison.
Oh, well, he isn't, is he? And he was feeling pretty up about things. He's got a chance to make some big sale with his pigs or something.
Well, I wouldn't have thought you'd be impressed by that.
The point is, something good's happening for him. I mean, what have I got going for me at the moment?
This little one, for a start.
I know, Mum.
And you made the cottage very cosy.
I feel so hemmed in.
Oh, Kate.
The cottage, the shop, and maybe a drink with my mates once in a blue moon. That's not living.
Not such a bad life, Kate.
It's the same old places and faces every day.
Darling, that's just one of the responsibilities of being a parent.
Mum.
I mean, inevitably you're more restricted. You can't go off and do your own thing like you used to.
That's exactly what Debbie said.
I'm afraid she does have a point there.
Keep going! It doesn't help
if everyone tells me I'm stupid to feel unhappy.
Well, I'm not saying that. Every mother has her down days. I certainly did.
Hold it! I've got to you, darling.
Yeah, well, anyway, thanks for helping with Phoebe. It's time we got home.
Do you have to?
Pull over the side, can't you?
What is it Father up to?
Come on, sweetheart.
Well, if you want to call round later, Kate.
No, I'm fine. You're probably right. It's just a down day.
I'll for heaven's sake! Further over than that!
What is going on out there?
That's it! Pull in here!
Oh, honestly.
All right, you can get out now.
Sorry, Brian.
Didn't you see the grain lorry trying to get through?
Is everything all right, Brian?
Oh, hi, Jennifer. Sorry about that.
I mean, Debbie's not even here.
I know. She's with the hunt.
Hello, Simon.
Hi.
Oh, Joe.
Afternoon.
I've been trying to follow it all morning.
See you, Mum.
Hi, Kate.
Oh, bye, darling.
Yeah, bye, Kate.
Yeah, I lost sight of it near the river.
I need to see you about something particular, Mr. Aldridge.
Well, now's not a very good time, sir.
I'd have rung, only your phone's out of order, you see. So, when Debbie's boyfriend here said he was coming over...
Have either of you seen the hunt?
Well, I haven't. Have you, Brian?
No.
Well, is there anywhere you could suggest I try looking?
No idea.
It isn't exactly the nicest of days to be dragging myself over only to be told I got to turn straight back round again.
Oh, very well.
I'm starting to feel all shivery.
Well, I'll give you 5 minutes. Come into the house.
Oh, well, 5 minutes would be plenty. Once I got warm.
Sorry to trouble you, Jennifer.
I wish I could help.
That's okay. This doesn't feel like my lucky day.
No?
No. Already I've acquired 3 inches of mud in the car, and now I've no chance of finding the hunt.
Where exactly did you lose them?
Not far from Grange Farm, is it? I thought they might have followed the am to here.
Well, they do sometimes come through the outlying field, but we don't usually see them this close to the house. Why on earth do you think they'd be here?
At my age, ditching all morning's no joke.
No.
The cold gets right into the bone.
All right, message received, Jeff.
Don't be surprised if I started a fever.
Well, will this help?
Oh, just the thing, though. Maybe another finger?
What? Oh, all right.
Oh, that's very civil of you, Mr. Aldridge. There's not many landlords as hospitable as you.
Oh, so you've come to see me as a landlord, have you?
Oh, that's good. No. I don't want to see you as a landlord.
No?
But as William's employer.
Oh.
I want to know how the lad's getting on with his gamekeeping.
Oh, well, I can't tell you very much about William. So I don't see him on a day-to-day basis.
You ain't had bad reports of his work?
No. Should I have?
It wouldn't be no wonder if the poor lad's concentration started to lapse at his job.
Why? What's the matter?
He's been under a terrible lot of pressure lately.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
In fact, we all have. We've been hit by all kinds of bad luck.
Well, it hasn't affected William, as far as I know.
Money problems, left, right and centre. Not of our own making, I might add.
No.
It's the same for all us tenant farmers. Times is... never been worse.
It's not easy for any of us in farming, I know.
And a lad William's age is very sensitive to the worry around him.
He actually seems remarkably level-headed to me.
Oh, he is, yes.
Good. Now, if that's what you came to find
out... But it'd be taking a great weight off his mind if he felt the rent wasn't such a problem for his parents.
Oh, I see.
I reckon the poor lad's worrying himself sick about it.
Look, Joe. You have my sympathy.
What's his mum and dad going to do if the rent's a few quid short come December? That's what's bothering William.
Joe, I don't want to see him or any of you worried about the rent.
Oh, well, then he's good.
But there's nothing I can do to help you. It's already overdue.
Wow, well, you got to be able to put a word in with Borchester Land.
Wouldn't make any difference if I did.
Of course it would.
I'm sorry, but your family must produce the full rent by early December, Joe.
What if we ain't able to?
Well, then I'm afraid you'll get an automatic and incontestable notice to quit.
So, what's happening, Eddie?
Nothing. I just need this changing for the phone.
Oh, right. Tens and twenties, do you?
Yeah. I've got some fencing to do in Penny Asset.
Oh, yeah.
I just have to check when I'm wanted.
Thirsty work, fencing.
Yeah, I ain't got time for a pint. Listen, Sid, there's a couple of other blokes might need to get in touch with me as well.
Yeah, here you go. Pounds worth.
So, about some edging work. It's okay for them to ring and leave messages here in the next couple of days, isn't it?
Leave messages?
Times they want me, that sort of thing.
Are you still having trouble with your phone?
Yeah.
Clary said something was up with the line, but I thought they'd have fixed it by now.
In the meantime, is that okay?
Well, it's not very convenient.
Who's doing the buying, Eddie? You or me?
Afternoon, Jelly.
Oh, sorry, I can't stop for a drink. I've got to make a quick phone call, then I'm off.
Well, some other time, then.
Sure. See you. Thanks, Sid. It's only a couple of blokes.
Yeah, but hold on. Never mind.
What's he up to now?
Ah, begging favours.
Oh, I hope he hasn't used up all your goodwill. Huh? I need a favour as well.
Well, some people you don't mind helping, Jolene.
Oh.
Now, what are you drinking?
Well, half a lager would do nicely.
Okay. there. What's this paper, then?
My CD player's packed up.
Oh, that's a shame.
More than a shame. I'll have to cancel line dancing tonight without it.
No, don't do that. We've got a perfectly good music centre upstairs you can use.
Is that all right?
Yes, of course.
Oh.
There you go.
Thanks, Sid. How much?
No. Put your money away.
Oh, cheers. Any chance of you joining in the dancing again this week?
No. Kathy's made her views very clear on that.
Doesn't she want you to keep your new slimline figure?
Well, I think she's more worried about me workload than me figure.
Come to that. Have you been back in the gym lately?
Not as much as I'd like.
Why, pressure work?
Yes. Oh. Though Kathy and me have agreed, we're each due a bit of time off before the Christmas rush.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that's why she's out shopping now.
Oh!
So I reckon I'm probably entitled to an afternoon at the gym.
I've been a few times myself recently.
Have you?
Oh, flipping heck.
What's up?
Not needed till tomorrow morning.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, I'd put this afternoon aside special and all. Not what am I going to do now?
You can start by having that drink with me, Eddie.
Well, this could wait till Bert gets back.
No, it's fine. I'd just be kicking my heels otherwise.
Oh, I thought you were going to work that field down this afternoon.
No, I had some welding to do on one of the mould boards. I thought I'd make a start tomorrow.
Oh, fair enough. Right then, you hold them, I'll teeth them.
Okay.
All right, let's have you.
Right, can you get his mouth a bit wider?
Yep, there you go.
That'll only take a second, it's for your own good.
Have your tickets arrived yet?
Yes, they finally came this morning.
Oh, good. Mum was getting a bit worried.
Well, she's really looking forward to that concert.
Yeah, pity it couldn't be on the anniversary itself.
Oh, still. Well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, the meal you and Ruth are cooking is the real celebration.
Wouldn't count on it.
Right, there you go.
All right.
Off you go.
I'm sure it'll be delicious.
And the next. Come here. Ow!
Tell me, chill out.
Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, you've always been better at catching them than me.
Years of practice.
I open wide.
Any clues as to what's on the menu?
No, Ruth swore me to secrecy, see? All I can say is it has a Mediterranean theme.
Mediterranean?
Mm-hmm. To ward off the November chills, she says.
Now, I am intrigued. That's it. Nice and easy. Stop you and your mates biting each other.
You really do know how to handle them, don't you, Dad?
Or I should do by now.
It'd be a real waste of skill if we have to close Holitry down.
Well, I sincerely hope we don't have to.
I know, but... I was looking through the consultant's report again. And at that third option in particular.
Running the pigs in outdoor arcs.
And having straw yards in here to finish them off.
Well, it looks by far the best option to me. Go on, you're done.
Good. Possibly.
I mean, outdoor arcs would be far cheaper than scaling up an indoor operation.
Yeah, I know that.
And if we've got them farrowing outside, look at the costs we'd save on farrowing crates.
Yeah, but it would need someone working full-time with them. You know, in all weathers. Come on! All right, here goes the next one.
All right.
And Bert wouldn't want to take it on.
Oh, we'll find some way to manage.
Well, how? Ruth and I have got enough to deal with as it is.
Well, we've never really dealt with the question of a pigman since Harry left. Perhaps now's the time.
Yeah, or maybe it's time to accept that no matter what we do, there's no money in pigs.
No, not at the moment, perhaps.
It hasn't been for years.
Oh, the market's due an upturn.
Can you really see that happening, Dad? When the EU expands and we get flooded with pig meat from Eastern Europe?
Well, certainly their labour costs are lower.
And the world trade talks are also going to open up our markets to the Americans. Off you go.
But the imported stuff's like... well, pink blotting paper.
Yeah, but it's cheap. The American hog industry is huge. We can't compete with their economies of scale.
Well, then we have to concentrate on marketing quality pig meat.
Dad, we've lost near enough £50,000 on pigs over the last 2 years. How much more are you prepared to risk losing?
I've had that happen to me.
Yeah?
Some gigs we've not been paid for a month.
Not talking about a few bob with this bailing work.
I know.
It's hundreds I've been owed since harvest.
That's dreadful.
You're too right.
It's always the same. If you owe people money, they want it paid straight away. Mm. But if it's the other way round...
yeah, they don't want to know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, if I have everything due to me... well, for one thing, Clary and me might be able to celebrate our anniversary properly at the weekend.
Your wedding anniversary. Oh, congratulations, Eddie.
Thanks.
Are you doing anything for it?
Oh, fat chance. For one thing, Clary's working all the hours going. In here or at the dairy. We have no time to celebrate.
It's not all bad news, though, is it, hmm?
Ain't it?
And what about them paintings you've been selling?
Oh, them.
Everyone thinks it's a great laugh. A painting cow?
Yeah. It ain't such a laugh no more.
No?
Her puppy's not been too bright lately.
Oh, what's up with her?
We don't know. She ain't feeding properly. Ain't got no energy.
She'll come round. You know what artists are like.
Yeah. Any roader, thanks for the drink, Jolene. It's time I got going.
Yeah, I mean, things will pick up, Eddie.
Yeah, I suppose.
Are you off now?
Oh, you were going to show me the music centre, weren't you? See you, Eddie.
Yeah, see you. Bye, Sid.
Yeah, bye now. Oh, he don't look too happy.
No, he's not.
You know, you really got me thinking about the gym earlier.
Did I?
Yeah, and you're right. The flab soon slips back on if you don't keep it up.
You don't want to let that happen.
Right, so I've had a look at the diary and I reckon I'll be able to get there on Thursday.
Oh.
Sometime late afternoon.
That's funny. That's just when I was thinking of going.
You finished with that one?
Yes, dear.
So, what's the verdict?
Delicious, wasn't it, Phil?
Yes. I don't think I've had chickpea and black olive pate before.
Well, they'll have to give me the recipe.
Ah, well, that was actually the only item on tonight's menu that was bought rather than unproduced.
Never ask a chef too many questions, Jill.
Will she want to hand me the main course?
Yep, sit down, Mum. That's just what I'm going to do.
Isn't it super, Phil?
Yeah, they made a real effort.
Mm.
Oh, I meant to tell you, Elizabeth and Nigel send their congratulations.
Have they called?
Well, Elizabeth rang while you were getting changed.
Should have told me. I wanted to talk to her.
Yes, well, I was going to, but she said she couldn't stay on long. Their new manageress needed to discuss something with her urgently.
And how did things go with the cardiologist?
Oh, very well.
Really?
Well, Elizabeth says everything's just as it should be.
Oh, thank heavens.
Oh, and she wants to know what you think of Alexander and Sebastian.
Hmm.
Nigel's quite keen on them, apparently.
I don't think I am. Though, I'll tell you a girl's name I thought of earlier.
Oh, what's that?
Verity. I know it's not fashionable.
Oh, that's rather nice. Verity.
Hmm.
Verity and Vernon.
Not Vernon.
No?
No.
Oh, maybe not. How they'll ever agree on eight names, I just don't know.
Sorry if I've kept you waiting.
Ah.
Ruth, that looks wonderful.
Oh, so doesn't it should, with all the work she's put into it.
Butterfly lamb with apricot stuffing.
Mmm.
And crunchy marinated vegetables to go with it.
Well, when David said the meal had a Mediterranean theme, I wasn't expecting all this.
What were you expecting?
Oh, I don't know.
Takeaway pizza? Go on, admit it.
No, not quite.
Do you want me to serve the lamb, love, or open the wine?
You do the wine.
Right.
I'll serve the vegetables if you like. Thanks.
Oh, Mum, well, I remember.
Yeah?
When I put the kids to bed, I promised Pip I'd ask you something.
And what's that?
Can she have some photos of bees from your magazine?
Of course.
Well, I want a little broccoli, Jo.
I'm only giving you a little. What does she want the bees for?
It's... Well, what's it, Ruth?
Her nature book for school.
Oh, right.
I must get details of the small ads up before she starts cutting it up, though. That's ready for lamb.
Phil, a little or a lot?
As much as you like. The smell's making me ravenous.
You going to sell the bees, then?
I'm not sure.
It would be one less thing for you to worry about.
Mm.
All that work for so little honey.
I've been so disappointed for you.
Perhaps I will put an advert in. Sell the whole lot, why not?
That's not too much, Phil.
Oh, I think I'll manage.
Here we go, Dad.
Ah, thanks.
I'd have to come to this restaurant again.
Once a year only, so enjoy it while you can.
You know I'm with you on the pigs, Phil.
Oh, good.
We were talking about them while we were cooking.
If you put some lamb on here, David can have it.
Oh, we'll sort ourselves out, Mum. Vino tinto for you, Ruth.
Great. No, I reckon if we free up some of the indoor space by going into arcs, we could try the dynamic group I suggested inside. Sows and boars together.
No, it still won't make any money. The point is...
Did I tell you I saw Marjorie today in the shop?
Oh, how is she?
Said she feels marvellous. She can't wait for her other eye to be operated on in the new year.
Oh, I'm glad it went well.
The surgeon was first class, she says. And she got on really well with the other patients.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't it?
The thing is, David, if we market ourselves as welfare-friendly...
People in supermarkets don't care about welfare-friendly. They buy on price.
I'm not so sure.
Of course they do, except for a few middle-class health risks.
Rubbish!
Excuse me?
The only reason pig welfare isn't a consumer issue is because we, the farmers, are so useless at getting the message across.
The public don't care.
Oh, that's not true.
whatever the rights and wrongs of it, look what's happened with genetic modification.
A good example. Once you get an issue going in the papers, anything can happen. The supermarkets couldn't get GM food off the shelves fast enough, could they? Would everyone
GM
mind
GM food and welfare-friendly pork are quite separate issues.
Of course they are, but I'm talking about getting a message across.
Well, if the tabloids printed photos of the dreadful conditions some foreign pork's produced in...
People would sit up and take notice then.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't pay the slightest bit of attention.
Thank you, everybody.
Mum?
Much as I'd like to spend the whole of our wedding anniversary discussing pigs.
Oh, sorry, Jill.
My fault. I shouldn't have raised the subject.
That's quite all right. As long as we don't hear another word about it all evening.
Of course not, ma'am.
Subject closed.
Quite. Though, with the kind of money we've got at stake, we can't leave it much longer. We've got to decide what to do about Hollertree. And soon.
Right, I'm the next.
There you go.
Right. A couple more bales should do it.
Pack them in a bit tighter at that end, will you?
All right.
Well, I don't want to get up to the field and find half of them have fallen off.
Okay. There, that's solid.
Tom, what are you playing at?
What's the matter?
Have you forgotten where we're going?
Hello, Tommy.
Hi, Mrs. Snell. It's only a bit of hay.
All over the one decent pair of trousers you've got.
It's my fault, Helen. It's a lot easier loading the trailer with two.
There you are, Linda. I said Dad would be here.
Afternoon.
Hello, Tony.
Oh, my trousers are fine.
Let's hope Howard Friend likes the casual look.
Isn't it time you two got going?
Unless there's some other way you want Tom to get mucky first.
You all right finishing off on your own?
Yes, of course.
Tom, get off the trailer.
I'm coming.
Come on, I'm going to be late.
Yeah, all right. See you.
Good luck.
Bye.
What do they need good luck for?
Well, they got a meeting with Howard Friend.
Oh, any special reason?
Well, he said he was going to order a lot of sausages from Tommy and then suddenly changed his mind.
Typical. How infuriating.
At least he's agreed to discuss his decision with them.
I hope he reconsiders.
Yeah, me too.
Now, can I give you this, Tony?
Hmm? Oh, thanks.
It's the rehearsal schedule for Babes in Millennium Wood.
Right. Why do I want this?
It's for Neil. Susan told me he was working here today.
Yes, he's cutting cabbages. I'll give it to him when he comes down.
Would you?
I didn't think he was in the panto.
As of yesterday.
Well, how did you manage that?
I didn't manage anything. When Neil came to pick up Christopher from rehearsal, I simply asked if he'd like to be one of my merry men.
And he said yes.
He was very enthusiastic about it.
Didn't think acting was Neil's sort of thing.
Well, he did have one or two reservations.
Yeah, I bet he did.
But once he knew that Mike Tucker was taking part as well, they simply disappeared.
Mike's in it? You're kidding.
Well, don't say anything because it's not official yet.
Oh?
But once he knows Neil's in, I can't see him holding out much longer.
Linda?
Yes?
Couldn't you just have given Susan this rehearsal schedule?
Ah.
Would have been a lot simpler than trailing all the way up here.
I'm multitasking, Tony.
Sorry?
Multitasking, killing two birds with one stone.
Oh, yeah?
As well as delivering Neil's schedule, I wanted to ask if you've had any more thoughts about being in the pantomime?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good.
And just the idea of it makes me come out in a cold sweat.
That's a good sign.
What?
All the best performers experience stage fright. It's what gives them their edge.
Yeah, but I don't have a memory for lines.
Fortunately, there aren't many in the part I've in mind for you.
Plus, I don't have the time.
Rehearsals are very flexible.
Linda, there's simply no way I'm going to be in the panto.
Tony.
I'm sorry, I mean it.
Throughout Tommy's trial, I've supported what he's done 100%.
Yeah.
I've spoken up for him at every opportunity in the village.
And it's much appreciated.
So, now that it's my turn to ask for a little assistance...
Linda...
I'm sure you don't want to let me down, do you, Tony?
Help yourself to milk.
Thanks. There's your coffee, Tom.
I'll see what you think of it. It's a blend I picked up in Holland.
So, you've just come back, Mr. Friend.
Howard? Well, more or less, a few days in Holland, then a week in Germany. I was visiting some organic producers over there.
Oh, that must have been interesting.
What? Some of their ideas on marketing were quite eye-opening.
Oh, it's always interesting to see how other people do things.
Well, sometimes simple things make a big difference.
So, can we get down to business, Howard?
Tom.
I thought we were here to discuss why your store suddenly let us down.
Let you down?
That's what it seems like. One minute you're putting in a big order, the next minute you're cancelling it.
It's not quite that simple.
But you're not buying anything from me, are you?
As things stand, no.
Well, then.
We appreciate you might have doubts about buying from us, Howard. The publicity around Tom's trial hasn't been helpful.
I was found not guilty, though.
I know.
And these things do blow over. By the time the sausages are in your store, people will have forgotten all about it.
Perhaps. But, well, that's not the main issue.
Well, what is?
First, let me make something clear. I didn't take the decision to cancel the order. My general manager did while I was away.
And you don't agree with him?
Well, I believe my manager acted in line with company policy.
Great.
Which has always been quite clear on these matters.
But, Tom, it's really hypocritical. I was found not guilty.
No one's disputing that.
Even ordinary supermarkets are against GM food now.
So are we.
Are you? Then how come I'm getting victimised just because I had the guts to do something about it?
Tom, my company completely disapproves of genetic modification.
Well, then.
But we're also against the kind of direct action you took. We don't think that's the way to deal with the problem.
So we all sit back and do nothing?
Let's listen to what Howard's saying.
What I'm saying is, if I were to start buying goods from Bridge Farm now, it would seem as if I were condoning that sort of behaviour. Now, that's a very big thing to ask.
All right, Ailey.
Hi.
If we, just put it down on the dust cloth.
Okay. Is it? Blimey.
Well, I had hoped more of the cast would have turned up.
Took our props? No chance. Not glamorous enough.
Well, you can't have a pantomime without props.
Well, afternoons aren't very good for most people.
Yeah, I suppose not.
You're lucky I was free, come to that.
Officially, I'm working from home today.
Oh, I see.
I couldn't let Linda down. She wants everything right for tonight's rehearsal.
You make these stocks yourself?
Yeah.
They're really good.
Well, they still need painting.
Oh, well, I'll do that.
Well, don't you mind?
No problem. I'm dressed for dirty work.
Well, David was penciled in to paint them this afternoon, but he had to cry off.
Well, that's farmers for you.
Up to his neck in costings for the Brookfield pigs, isn't he?
Oh, fair enough. It's awful, the prices they get for animals these days.
There should be enough paint in the small tin.
Oh, right.
Just a quick one, sir. It'll be dry before rehearsal.
OK.
In the meantime, I'll try and get the target right.
That was hopeless on Sunday.
Yeah, so Lindy said.
Debbie and me cracked it when the arrow fell off.
Well, I think I've got a better mechanism here. You've got to imagine Robin Hood draws his bow and...
Straight out the bullseye.
Well, now it just needs a good sound effect to go with it.
Where are the brushes?
There was one, oh, it's under the dust sheet.
Mm. Oh, got it.
So I've put a selection of effects on tape. I've got a big heavy thud for when Robin hits the target. But I thought we should have a sort of variety of other effects when the villains take their shots.
Well, they all miss, don't they?
So I've been trying to come up with the right sort of thing on my computer.
How did you get on?
Well, the trouble is I can't decide which ones to use.
Why don't you let me listen? I'll tell you what works.
Would you?
Yeah, of course.
I've got the tape somewhere.
If I can tackle painting and hairdressing in one day, why not sound effects?
Hairdressing?
For Marjorie. She can't wash her own hair at the moment.
Oh?
Well, because of the operation.
What, for the cataract?
Yeah. And now she can't lean forward in case the shampoo gets in her eyes.
Well, did the op go okay?
She said it was terrific. I mean, you know, after all the waiting she's had, it only took a really short time to move the cataract.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And it's completely painless, she says. Apparently, there are some tiny stitches in the top of her eye, but, I mean, you can't see them.
So she's back to normal?
Well, not quite, because the other eye's still to be done.
Oh, yeah.
And she's got to be sensible about things. She can't do too much cooking or housework. Oh, and she can't go out if it's windy.
Why on earth not?
In case something blows in her eye, I think.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, a new lease of life, she calls it. She's even going to the Millennium Wood meeting tonight, which is why she wanted to wear hair done.
Yeah, Linda's hoping to get there if the rehearsal finishes on time.
Right then, we better get cracking. Painting and sound effects.
Well, personally, I'm delighted you were acquitted.
Really?
Yes.
But?
These are some of the cuttings we've collected from the local press. That's from the letters page.
Finding so-called eco-warriors innocent when they're plainly guilty... is giving them a license to go on the rampage.
I know, I saw it.
The court should punish, not encourage, these environmental bully boys.
Bully boys? It's ridiculous.
I agree. But there are plenty of other letters like that about your case, Tom.
And there are plenty on my side, too.
And everyone is entitled to his or her opinion.
Of course they are. So what's your main concern, Howard?
I don't want my business to be connected repeatedly with GM trashings.
Repeatedly?
Well, it could affect our image with the consumer.
Image? That's all this is about, isn't it? Well,
public perception is important.
More important than principles.
I see what you're getting at.
So do I. It's been a waste of time coming here.
No, it hasn't.
You're clearly not going to buy any Bridge Farm sausages, so we might as well get going.
Tom, will you shut up? Sorry, Howard.
It's okay.
It's not the publicity so far you're worried about.
As you say, that'll die down.
You just don't want it happening again.
What?
I can't let the store seem to encourage direct action.
And if you knew it wasn't going to happen again?
Well, in that case...
Would you reconsider placing an order with us?
I want to discuss the matter with my manager first.
It's not as though Tom's a professional activist.
Of course I'm not.
And he's not on a media kick either.
I've already turned down an interview with Radio Borsetshire.
So, please?
As I say, if I can feel confident this type of coverage isn't going to be repeated...
It won't be.
I'll think again about the decision the store has made.
Great. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
But I'm not making any promises, OK?
So, that was the original noise I found.
Well, it's just like an arrow.
Then I managed to add a little bit of echo.
Oh, very Robin Hood. Straight into the bullseye.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Lindy.
Oh, sorry I'm late.
Oh, don't worry. We've been keeping busy.
So I see.
So, I don't know if you just want to run through the rest of the tape, Hayley, because we need something suitable for the Sheriff of Nottingham's shot.
A villainous but incompetent.
Well, that sort of thing.
The stocks are looking good now.
All Hayley's work?
I only painted them.
Oh, I would have been here half an hour ago, but for Jack Woolley.
Oh, yeah?
You know the old maps of Ambridge I'm after?
To track down the wild wood?
Yes. Well, I thought, who better to ask than Jack? So I went to the lodge, and as luck would have it, Jack said he had the very thing. It took him ages to hunt it out.
Still, if it's what you want...
Ambridge and surrounding area in 1947.
Oh.
Not too much primeval forest marked on that.
Oh. What a shame.
I just have to tell the tree meeting, no luck so far.
How did it go with, Tony?
Ah, well, I've better news there. He's going to be Little John.
Tony's going to be in the panto.
Yes, he's delighted to join us.
I thought he didn't want to be involved.
There was some initial reluctance, perhaps, but I could see he just needed a little bit of encouragement. Oh, Hayley!
It's great having you in.
Oh, Lee!
So, you've got all the merry men now, then?
Well, we're still missing Alan Adale.
I thought you wanted Eddie to do that.
I did.
He's just right.
He's not going to do it.
He said no?
In no uncertain terms.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. I saw him just after I left the lodge. I told him I'd reserved a special part for him in the pantomime. At first, I thought he was simply playing hard to get.
Well, it doesn't sound like Eddie.
I even promised him that since Alan Adale's a troubadour, Eddie could sing one of his country songs.
What higher sacrifice could any producer make?
I still wasn't interested.
Absolutely not.
Blimey.
Said he got far more important things to worry about, as though the pantomime isn't important.
I am surprised.
Honestly, I don't know what's the matter with Eddie at the moment.
For goodness sake, come in, Debbie!
I need to feed the ewes.
They wait till the rain stops.
It is pretty nasty out here.
Your soup!
Oh, I'm not too bad.
Oh, look, let me take that.
Thanks. You should have had a sense to come in when it started.
I can't stop for every little shower, Mum.
Well, come on and sit down. The coffee should be ready.
Oh, it smells great.
You have to excuse all this clutter.
What have you been doing?
Well, I've been trying to sort out the bits and pieces from the Millennium Wood meeting.
How'd it go?
Oh, very well.
Good.
Not least because Linda didn't turn up till just before the end.
Shame on you, Mum.
Oh, I meant to thank you for keeping her so long at the rehearsal.
Nothing to do with me. I only stayed for the archery scene.
We got through a lot without her there.
So the tree planting sorted?
More or less. I don't suppose you and Simon will be able to come.
Next week's looking pretty busy.
There you are, darling.
Oh, thanks. You could ask Simon yourself.
Oh?
We're having lunch in the Bull. Why not join us?
Oh, I'd like to.
Oh, great.
Oh, it all depends on Mum.
Oh?
Well, she said she'd call in this morning, and I don't know how long she'll stay.
Mm. That's lovely.
How is Simon?
Same as ever.
What's that grin for?
I'm not grinning.
Oh, well, my mistake, darling. So things are still good?
Very good.
Well, I am pleased for you.
Obviously, we don't see eye to eye on everything.
Well, it'd be unhealthy if you did.
Yeah, for one thing, he seems to have got completely the wrong idea about Kate.
Who?
Well, you know what a big production she makes out of the least little worry.
Yeah, well, I've got some experience with that.
Yes. Well, she was doing it earlier this week.
Oh, yes.
She was on about her life going nowhere, how cooped up she feels here.
Yeah, she said she'd spoken to you.
And didn't get too much sympathy, I'm afraid. I wasn't in the mood.
So she says.
Simon takes it all to heart. You know, he thinks Kate's having some deep-seated emotional crisis.
Well, she's always been like that, ever since she was little.
Yeah, that's why he doesn't realise.
Oh, perhaps when Simon knows Kate as well as we do, he won't take everything she says literally.
Morning.
Morning, Dad.
Morning. Is that coffee?
Yes, and there's plenty left.
Well, I'll take a cup back over to the office.
Well, no, I'm about to head off, actually.
No, stay here, both of you. It's raining far too hard.
Well, don't let me interrupt your chat. I'm right in the middle of reviewing some yield figures.
Sit down, darling. You work better for a break.
Yeah.
Go on.
Well, the numbers are starting to swim round a bit. Thanks.
Biscuit, anyone?
No, thanks.
No, not for me. How did the hand go on?
No, I'm sorry. No, you were saying.
How did it go on Monday, the hand?
Oh, yeah. Not bad. We had a decent run towards Waterley Cross.
Did you?
Yeah, lost him in the end, though.
Oh, never mind.
Greg said he saw a few protesters.
Just the usual idiots.
Oh, some people make a profession out of it, didn't they?
What bugged me was nearly all the ones in cars had bird protection stickers in their windows.
I know.
And what do they think foxes eat?
Don't expect joined-up thinking from the bunny-hugging brigade, Debbie. Yes, we're losing a lot of ground-nesting birds, and yes, the foxes are raiding their nests, but foxes are cuddly, so let's not blame them.
Simon, enjoy following.
Well, yeah, when he finally found us again.
Oh, no thanks to Joe Grundy.
What were you saying about Simon and Kate when I came in?
Oh, Kate's been telling him all her troubles.
What troubles?
Oh, just the usual. You know how unfair life is to her.
Oh, that. Poor old Simon. Rather him than me.
Is that Mum?
Unless we know someone else who gets dropped off in Eventley.
Oh, well, I'd better see to the ewes before she grabs me for an utter.
Oh, can't you stay a bit longer?
Not if I'm going to finish in time to get to the brewery.
Yeah, I should make a move as well.
Paula, let her in. Hi, Ran.
Hello, Debbie.
Sorry, I can't stop.
You're not going out in that.
I've got to, I'm afraid.
Morning, Peggy. Don't mind if I get back to work as well.
Not at all. It's not you I've come to see. It's Jennifer who'll want the gossip.
Gossip?
And plenty of it. About Lillian.
Oh, goody.
Oh, some real British weather out there. Morning.
Morning. What can I get you?
Half a bitter, please.
Certainly.
Have they got a magician working next door?
At Woodbine Cottage?
Yeah, if that's what it's called.
No, I wouldn't call Jason a magician.
How else is he getting so much rubble out of one small building?
Oh, yes. I know what you mean.
The skip's never empty.
You wouldn't believe the noise they make, especially first thing.
Bad, is it?
It's not what you need after a late night here.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, here we are. That's a pound, please.
Oh, thanks.
Very much. Yes, the only consolation is, at least we'll get some peace and quiet from the church this evening.
Why, what's happening?
Well, what's not happening, you mean? Bell-ringing practice is off.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Penny Asses are getting the benefit for the next couple of weeks.
Have the Ambridge bell-ringers defected?
Well, only while the tower in St. Stephen's gets fixed up with some new bells.
Anyone call for me, see?
What? Oh, yes, there is something. Where did I put it?
Oh, mind the bag. It's fragile.
Oh, don't leave it on the floor, then.
Yeah. Fair enough.
What you got in there?
Take a look.
Blimey, what's it for?
A surprise for Debbie. I'm meeting her for lunch.
Well, she will be surprised, you know. What animal are they from?
An ostrich or an emu,
yes,
I think.
Yes, I knew I'd left a note somewhere. Someone from Overton rang this morning.
Oh, great, I was hoping to be in touch.
Eddie, we are a pub, you know, not a telephone.
Yeah, right.
And if you want to thank us for taking your messages, you can put your name down for the New Year's Eve rota.
Oh, what's that?
Well, we're trying to keep the pub open for 24 hours to celebrate the millennium.
Great idea.
If we can get enough volunteers to man the bar, that
is. Yeah, I'm sorry, mate. The way things are, if I'm not being paid for it, I can't afford to do it.
Yeah. I don't suppose you'd be interested?
Well, I'm not sure what my plans for the millennium are yet.
Oh, by the way, Sid, there's one bloke might ring for me this afternoon.
What?
Can I leave a message for him?
You really have got a nerve, haven't you?
It's important.
Well, then you'll have to tell Cathy when she comes down. And it's the last time we're doing it for you.
Why can't I give you the message?
Because in 5 minutes, I won't be here. It's my afternoon off.
What it is to be the idle rich.
Oh, not going to be idle. I'm going to the gym.
For pleasure?
Yeah, been looking forward to it all week.
There's no accounting for taste.
Yeah, well, some of us keep fit by working.
Mind you, I'm told some pretty attractive women work out in these places.
Oh, yeah? Oh, some of them are real crackers.
Yeah. Not at the leisure centre.
Oh?
No. Very much a man's gym.
Don't say much fun.
That's all rugby types there. Businessmen on the lunch hour, that sort of thing.
Oh, I'll take your word for it.
No. I'll be very surprised if I see any women in there this afternoon.
How old is this chap, then?
Chris thinks early rather than late 30s.
Oh, so what's he doing running round with Lillian?
Apparently he's devoted to her. Has been ever since he came to sort out a problem with her drains.
He's a plumber?
Something along those lines.
How does Lillian feel about him?
Couldn't be nicer to him, Chris says.
Really?
At least to his face.
Oh, dear.
And then accuses him of being the most dreadful bore when he's not around.
Yeah, well, typical Lillian.
Chris says she's still drinking and smoking as much as ever.
Well, some things never change.
I don't think Lillian ever will.
So, Chris and George had a good time, did they?
Oh, they loved Guernsey. I must say, hearing about their holidays made me quite envious.
Well, why don't you and Jack go over?
We're thinking about it. James is going to spend the millennium with his mother.
Oh, Lillian will like that.
If we join them, it'd make it a real family affair.
It'll be great fun.
And Jack was quite excited when he found out Victor Hugo's house is in Guernsey.
Jack likes Victor Hugo?
He thinks Les Miserables is such a marvellous musical. Anyone connected with it must be worth finding out about.
Well, all the more reason to go.
Oh, we're not sure we can.
Well, what's stopping you?
Pat and Tony.
Oh?
John's birthday being New Year's Eve is bad enough in a normal year.
Oh, I suppose with the millennium.
The whole world having a huge celebration. Everyone except them. It's been such a difficult year for them.
That's entirely Tommy's fault. He's extremely lucky he'll be free.
All the same, we're afraid how it all might affect Pat.
Well, I can see your point.
So we're not sure if we dare risk going away.
10.
11.
Keep going,
sir. Keep going.
12.
Done.
Hello, Jolie.
You're doing well,
though. Oh, not bad. Ah, wondered if you'd turn up.
I was wondering the same about you. I almost rang to check.
You going to ring the bull?
I didn't.
Oh.
Well, it's not as though we made a definite arrangement to meet, is it?
No, and Kathy's probably a bit busy serving on her own. Wouldn't want the phone ringing all the time.
I'm sorry about the leotard, by the way.
What's wrong with it?
It's a dreadful old thing.
No, no. Hey, you look great in it.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. You obviously take care of yourself, huh?
Try to.
It shows.
I suppose you're halfway through your routine already.
Ah, bench press, the first thing I've done.
Well, maybe we could go around together.
Yeah, why not?
It's more fun when there's two of you.
Definitely.
You sort of spur each other on.
Yeah. Are you warmed up?
Certainly am. So, are you ready to start, sir?
All I'm saying is, I see where Kate's coming from.
Oh, that was delicious.
I can understand her wanting to get away from things for a while.
Well, you would understand that, wouldn't you?
What? What do you mean?
There was a time when you were in a hurry to get away yourself.
Hey, that's not fair.
Thanks for a nice lunch.
Debbie, I intend to stick around.
I know. Oh, look, there's Mum.
Oh, okay. Time to put it on again.
Oh, Simon,
before
please.
She spots us, put it on.
Oh, all right. Don't blame me if the whole pub ends up staring.
Feathers at the side, not the front.
I know. Get off. There.
Perfect.
Debbie?
Oh. Can I get you a drink, Jennifer?
What on earth is that?
What?
What on your head?
Is my hair a mess?
Oh, Debbie.
What do you think, Jennifer? Isn't that the perfect hat for Robin Hood?
Well, if you were chief eunuch in an extremely exotic harem, perhaps.
Oh. You don't like it?
Mine's very fetching. That's not quite right for a rugged outlaw, though.
Okay, back to the university drama department it goes.
Perhaps we'd better let Jill make the decisions about pantomime costumes in future.
Spoil sport. G&T, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah, that'd be lovely.
Debbie?
Orange juice, please. And hey, don't forget, you're lecturing this afternoon.
I know. I'll get myself something weak and fizzy.
Was it a good lunch?
Yeah, fine. How was Gran?
Oh, full of stories about Lillian. All of them disreputable.
Good old Auntie Lillian.
And then I called in on Kate.
Oh, is she feeling any chirpier?
No, not that you'd notice. Oh, Debbie, you don't think there is something wrong with her, do you?
Oh, come on, Mum. After what we said this morning.
Well, I know,
she's just in one of her moods.
You see, I thought she'd want to help Marjorie out next week.
Doing what?
Well, bringing the saplings from St. Stephen's for the tree planting. Some of them come from the wood by the bypass that Kate made all that fuss about.
She didn't want to.
No, not a spark of interest about that or anything else I said. You don't think she's picked up a bug, do you?
No.
Perhaps Simon's right to take what she's saying seriously. She does seem in very low spirits.
Mum,
no, I mean it, Debbie. I'm starting to worry about her.
Any more to go in the cold store?
A few more pots and this tray will be ready. I can take it through myself, though.
Oh, you're right. You do the lids and I'll haul the trays.
I don't know where Clary's got to.
When was she due here?
Half an hour ago.
Not like her to be so late.
This isn't how I wanted to spend my free afternoon. I was only supposed to be doing a couple of deliveries.
Well, maybe something's cropped up at Grange Farm.
Suppose so.
Your mum and I were saying that things can't be too bright for the Grundys. They're having to stash their TV and video here.
What do you think that's about?
Oh, money, problems of some sort.
Oh, yeah, could work that one out.
I don't know any more than you do, Helen. Eddie hasn't said anything since he dropped the stuff off.
Oh, can you pass us another stack of lids? They're in that box.
I know they haven't got any plans for their anniversary. Your mum asked Clary yesterday.
What are you and Mum doing for yours?
Good question.
It's only a month away.
And I should have something special planned, I know.
I'm not saying that.
Well, it is our silver anniversary after all.
You've not had a chance, Dad. The trial did keep us busy.
Well, all the more reason to celebrate things properly now.
There's still time to organise something.
Yes, I may need a bit of inspiration.
My speciality.
And for Christmas and the New Year.
Oh, come on, Dad. I know the millennium won't be easy, but if we put our minds to it, it won't be that bad either.
Yes, I know.
We are allowed to enjoy ourselves sometimes, and with the trial behind us...
Well, if it was just going to be the four of us together, I'd be looking forward to it.
That's how we'll spend Christmas, then.
But I think your gran has got other plans.
Oh? Mm.
She says if we want company over Christmas and the New Year, she and Jack can always be around.
Weren't they thinking of going away?
I don't know. Is that ready to go?
Yep.
I'm so sorry.
Well, better late than never.
Oh, Pat told me she wouldn't be in this afternoon at all.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Just let me get this cap on.
Well, it's no rush.
Have you both been covering for me?
Helen's been covering. I just looked in.
Oh, now, give me that tray.
Get your breath back, Larry.
Is everything OK?
It is now. It's my own stupid fault I'm late.
What happened?
Oh, I come out of the house in good time to get it. Only as soon as I set off, I remembered I hadn't got my purse or my allowance book and I were going to call in the post office on my way there.
You haven't lost them?
Oh, nothing as bad as that. No, I left them in the house. Only my key were in my purse.
Ah. You couldn't get back in?
No, but the back door were locked as well. So I had to go all around the farm to find Eddie. And then he didn't have a key, so we had to track Joe down because there were no sign of him nowhere.
Oh, dear.
We finally found him in the machine shed, reading an old Bolchester Echo. And do you know what he was looking at?
What?
Only his horoscope, the paper with 2 months old.
Well, at least you're here now. And if you don't mind, I will let you take over.
Thanks, Tony, and sorry.
Oh, don't worry, Clary. Everyone has days like that.
Why do I have more than my fair share?
I didn't think you locked your house.
Oh, we just started doing it.
Even with Joe and Eddie round the farm?
Yeah, you read about so many burglaries happening, don't you?
Suppose it's only sensible.
Now, what do you want me to do?
Well, if you carry on potting up, I can take the van out.
Oh, fair enough. I'll just wash my hands.
Hello?
Oh, stay there, Kate.
What's happened to our delivery?
Oh, no, you stay there. I'll come out to you.
I'm sorry, Alan. If I'd have been on time, you'd have done it by now.
She can't be dead.
See for yourself.
She can't be.
She is, and there ain't no more to be said about it.
But she looked a bit better this morning. I was thinking about starting her painting again.
It happens that way sometimes, doesn't it?
Flipping.
A rallying just before the end, a false dawn.
What are we going to do?
Not much we can do. Phone the hunt to take the carcass.
I don't mean that.
Not that they'll want it. They got too much casualty stock on their hands as too.
I mean, what are we going to do about the money? She was our last hope. Me and Clary totted up this morning. Even with this month's milk check, we're going to be 500 quid short on the rent.
I told you what Brian Aldridge said.
Anything missing and we're out.
He meant it, no.
It's not even thinking about the other bills.
The bailiffs won't have forgotten them.
You know, Clary's buried her a little bit of jewellery, so they can't take it off her.
It's a disgrace, hounding us like that.
Can't even walk in or out of our own house without keys.
Like living in a prison.
300 quid. 300 quid someone was going to pay for the next one Poppy did.
Ah, that ain't enough.
Is that help? And who's to say there wouldn't be more to come?
It don't do no good to think about what might have been.
It was the only chance we had to get out of trouble.
There's no sense brooding. Let's bury her ourselves.
Why not put the rest of the herd in with her?
Eddie.
But why not?
Well, there must be a way.
What's the flaming point?
Hey, Eddie, where are you off to?
Were you having any more blackcurrant?
Oh, where have I put the order? Oh, I'm really sorry we didn't deliver this when we said we would.
Oh, don't worry. I was glad of the excuse to get out of the shop. 2 strawberry, 2 blackcurrant, 2 peach.
Ah, that's everything then.
In fact, Betty let me finish half an hour early when I said I'd call in here on my way home. Oh, I couldn't wait to get out.
You didn't have a good shift?
I wouldn't recognise a good shift if it came up and bit me on the nose.
Are things really that bad?
You know the most exciting thing that happened in the shop this morning?
No.
Price tagging the baked bean.
Wow.
No, I'm lying. Something even more thrilling happened.
What's that?
Me and Betty arguing over the cardboard sunflower.
What?
This bread we've started to stock has got sunflower seeds in, right?
Yeah.
So the manufacturer sent us this big cardboard sunflower to make a promotional display.
Very nice.
Only Betty couldn't decide where it looked best, so she kept asking me. Should we have it by the door, in the window, by the counter, as though I cared?
Where'd you put it in the end?
In the bin. It sort of snapped when I was moving it.
Whoops.
And that's it. The highlight of my day. I tell you, Helen, that shop is doing my head in.
Do you know what the problem is?
Yeah. Betty, Susan, the customers, everything.
No.
Oh, I've never
been so fed up in my life.
It's because you're not working for yourself.
I've been there, done that.
Honestly, Kate, I know what I'm talking about. You know, for my course, I work at Anne Baxter's Dairy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I kind of like it, but there's no buzz working there.
Like a dairy's going to be a really exciting place.
It's different when I'm working for myself.
You don't.
Well, I do, sort of. The family.
But delivering yoghurt isn't exactly my idea of fun.
It's not all like this. Like on Wednesday, I sorted out a huge problem Tom and I were having with the pig business.
Oh, yeah?
You know Howard Friend?
I know of him, yeah.
He really dropped Tom in it. His store was going to cancel an order because of the publicity around Tom's trial.
What?
Yeah, I know.
That's so hypocritical for an organic business.
So I arranged for us to meet him and I talked Howard round.
Oh, it's Howard now, is it?
Yeah, he was great.
Oh, was he? And, did you get the order back?
He's agreed to review the decision.
Good for you.
It was brilliant. I went into that meeting knowing I could handle it.
Helen, the big tycoon.
Howard was going on about selling stuff in Holland and in Germany, all over. And I thought, why can't that happen with us, with Bridge Farm?
You're going to start selling in Europe?
Not now, not immediately. But why not in the future?
Well, someone's got to, I suppose.
That's the thing, if you work for yourself, you can make things happen.
Maybe.
Of course you can.
It's a nice daydream, anyway.
I'm not daydreaming. In a couple of years, I might be at trade fairs anywhere in Europe. I don't know where I'll be or what I'll be doing.
I know what I'll be doing in 2 years at this rate.
Yeah?
Still price-tagging baked beans.
Hurry up, Harry.
Don't
leave in here.
Don't
I get
a
chance to go in the
house?
Come on.
Rush
to work and rush
when I get out.
Right, Eddie.
Fresh New Year's Eve
sense. I'm all right.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
You spent the whole afternoon drinking. Wouldn't listen when I told you to stop.
Oh, Eddie.
I'm perfectly all right.
You look it.
I'll start milking in a minute.
We can't afford to throw money away boozing.
I haven't spent nothing.
He's
been drinking their own stuff.
Flipping apple brand.
Well, he's in no state to be handling animals. Wait, don't talk about me as though I'm not here.
Out you come, Eddie Grundy.
Get off!
Don't you dare use that tone of voice with me!
And leave me alone!
He's upset. Is that cow, Poppy, died? Eddie, I am telling you to let go of that cluster and come out now.
Don't worry about the milking. I'm going to do it.
I'll manage.
Maybe you could tell Edward to give me a hand. I don't need no one's help.
You are getting out of the parlour now.
I've done this job every day of my life.
Well, you're not doing it today.
I am.
You're in no fit state to do nothing. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Clary, my love, just
oh, don't
leave
you,
me.
Clary, my love, me.
You're frightening the beast, a pair of
I
you.
I won't say again, Eddie. Get moving now.
Oh, blind me.
That's it. One foot in front of the other.
Ah!
Oh, if you can manage to stay upright. Oh, come on, let me get.
I'm coming.
Joe, how could you let him get like this?
Well, I tried to stop him, honestly. He wouldn't take no notice of me.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Oh, I don't know for best.
Eddie, get out into the yard.
Yeah, all right.
And you're to wait there. Oh. Eddie, do you hear me? Wait. And don't think that you're going back into the house now.
It's cold out here.
Do you want Edward to see you like that?
Like what?
And William. You'll be back from work any minute.
Oh, Clary.
What'll they think of you? Falling down drunk.
I ain't feeling so good.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, can't I go in?
No, not till you've sobered up.
I'll be all right when I've had some coffee or something.
I've never been so disgusted with you.
I'm sorry.
Pardon?
I'm sorry. I never meant to shout at you.
Oh, don't you think we've got it hard enough as it is?
It's got to me. Poppy dying.
We've lost plenty of cows before.
She was a final straw, that's all.
Get blind drunk down help.
I know.
Ain't enough for you to hide the bills away, and enough to get us 8,000 or more in debt.
Oh, I said I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you don't stop there. You get yourself so smashed you can't even do your normal work.
What am I supposed to do? Everything's going wrong.
You're supposed to roll your sleeves and work a bit harder to clear up the mess. That's what I'm doing.
I know.
Instead of feeling sorry for yourself and being no use to no one.
I always have done, didn't I, in the past?
Oh, I ain't worried about the past. I'm talking about now.
I can't see the point of fighting now. Things is hopeless.
You're not?
We've never been in a worse mess.
Then we'll have to make a bigger effort than we ever made before, that's all.
Oh, I don't know.
Both of us together.
I'm not sure I can.
Well, you listen to me, Eddie. You can, and you're going to. You understand me?
Oh, Clary.
Not for your sake or my sake, for William and Edward's sake. And for Joe. I mean, what do you think it'd be like for him if we're evicted?
Me head's in a muddle.
You've got to pull yourself together, Eddie.
It's no use talking now. I can't take it.
You've got to be like you was after the fire.
I want to be.
Well, you've got to be. You hear me?
I don't feel so good, Clara.
You've got to be strong, Eddie. I can't pull the family through this on me own. Well, can I?
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.